Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
Celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, celebrate.
Let's worship him. Let's love on him.
Anything. Dearer to my heart than anything. Conference recording stop. Conference recording started.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything, oh Lord. Your
hallelujah.
praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Broboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Every day is a day of Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your families in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, in everything give thanks. But it is the will of God in Christ concerning you in Christ Jesus. In everything give thanks. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you and we thank you, Almighty God. We give you glory, we give you honor, we magnify your name. Your name, oh God, is worthy of praises and glory and honor. There is no one like you, Jesus. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the breath that we breathe that is yours. Thank you for provision. Thank you for sustaining us. Thank you for imparting in us. Thank you for the gifts and the talents. Thank you for the manifestation of your glory, oh God, in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, most importantly, for salvation. Father God, thank you for the finished works of the cross. Without the cross, where would we be? Thank you, Jesus, for your blood that made atonement for us. Thank you, Jesus, for the sacrifice you made to save mankind. Thank you, Jesus, for crushing the head of the serpent. Thank you, Jesus, that we have victory in you. We walk in your victory. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you. We thank the Lord for this wonderful, beautiful day you have made. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done and you continuously do for us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Father, we bless your name. We praise you, oh God. Father, I thank you for each and every one that is here this morning, those that are listening now, and those that will listen at another time. Lord, I thank you for your children. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name for your sons and your daughters, oh God. We praise you, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We thank you for our families. We thank you for our spouses. We thank you for our children and our grandchildren. We are grateful to you, oh God. We are grateful. We say thank you. Thank you for our grandkids, oh God. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Thank you for children. Thank you for spouses. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for siblings, oh God. Thank you for nieces and nephews, oh God. Thank you, Lord, oh God, for every member of I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministry. Father God, those that came, stayed, have released upon their lives. We thank you, Lord, in that even through the storms, oh God, they're still kept on moving, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the mountaintop experience. We thank you, Lord, for the valley experiences. In everything, we give you thanks, oh God. We glorify you, oh God. We magnify your name, oh God. We never would have made it without you. Thank you, Jesus. Your grace is sufficient this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, oh God. Forgive us of all that we've done that's not pleasing to you. Be merciful unto us, Almighty God. Have mercy. In the name of Jesus, your mercies are new every morning. Be merciful unto us. We repent of all that we've done, oh God, in the name of Jesus. From our hearts, we repent, oh God, for anything we've done in thoughts. Even our negative thoughts, in words, in deeds, we say, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to love and forgive as you love and forgive us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let your grace flow, oh God, in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we bless you and we thank you. Oh God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Take away the hearts of stools that give us hearts of flesh. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, uproot everything in our lives that is hindering our move with you, oh God. You want the rivers to flow in our heart. Out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. Oh Father God, is the waters cannot flow like it should because of some of the things we keep in our hearts. Oh God. And so, Lord, this morning we ask you to remove those things from in us that's hindering us flowing freely with you, oh God. Unforgiveness, bitterness, oh God, things that you know of, oh God. Let the Holy Spirit bring those things to our remembrance, oh God. Anything that is hindering us, oh God, turn up offense. We bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, help us to walk in your truth. Help us to walk in your way. Help us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We are weak, but you are strong, oh God. Let us be made perfect in our weakness. We surrender completely and totally to you. We surrender our spirit, our souls, our bodies to you. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. 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 Have your way in our lives. Take preeminence in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We apply the blood of Jesus over our spirit, souls, and bodies. Apply the blood of Jesus over the doorposts of our homes. We apply the blood of Jesus over our children. In the name of Jesus, we apply the blood of Jesus over our spouses. We apply the blood of Jesus over our nieces and our nephews. We apply the blood of Jesus over their dwelling places, wherever they are. We apply the blood of Jesus over each and every one that is here this morning. Lord, we cover them in the blood of Jesus. Those that are listening now, those that were listening at another time, everything that they possess, and we cover with the blood of Jesus. We cover, Father God, those that are listening, their families, their homes, their working places, their possessions, their influences, with the blood of Jesus, the doorposts of their homes, with the blood of Jesus, their children, their grandchildren, oh God. because of the blood of Jesus. We cover their marriages, their homes with the blood of Jesus. Father God, even those are in their cars right now, we cover with the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Father God, I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. I cover my spouse, my husband, with the blood of Jesus. Oh God, I cover this room with the blood of Jesus, our dwelling places with the blood of Jesus, the building with the blood of Jesus. I cover my children and grandchildren with the blood of Jesus, their dwelling places with the blood of Jesus, their cars, their transportation, their workplaces with the blood of Jesus, their influences with the blood of Jesus, every member of I am that I am with the blood of Jesus. Oh, we apply the blood of Jesus. Father, the blood of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus, Father God, even on that date, oh God, December 10th, oh God. Let your holy angels go ahead of us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let that place be cleansed from anything that is not holy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, cleanse, let the angels sweep over the atmosphere, sweep over the place, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let it be cleansed, Jesus, for you are holy. Without holiness, no one will see your face. Father God, we want your presence in that place. It is all about you, Jesus. Father God, your presence is what we yearn for. Your presence is what we need in our lives every second. Not only on that day, but every minute of my life, I yearn. I want to stay in your presence, to be in your presence, to live in your presence, to everything in your presence. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. In your presence, is there, this is a safe place. In your presence, oh God, hallelujah, let your glory shine on us, oh God. Glorify yourself in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we love you. We need you every minute, every hour. Father God, be thy glorified. Be thy glorified in the name of Jesus. Be thy glorified in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for those that are sick. Oh God, we apply the blood of Jesus over every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies. The blood of Jesus, we speak healing in the name of Jesus of those that are not well. In the mighty name of Jesus, healing, healing, healing. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, physical healing. And there is stuff that going through emotional healing, oh God. Heal, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, this morning, we pray for the families of those that lost their lives in the Walmart shooting, oh God, in Virginia, oh God. We pray for those families, oh God. Even for those that lost their lives, oh God, we pray for their families, those football players that lost their lives, we pray, oh God. Holy Spirit, and those that are here that have lost them, their family has passed away, or a relative, oh God, in the name of Jesus, a friend. I pray for the Padmore family, oh God. Father God, all those who have lost their loved ones, Lord, Holy Spirit, comfort the families. Comfort the families, Holy Spirit. You are the comforter, Holy Spirit. Cover these families during the hour of bereavement in the name of Jesus. Father God, there's so much anger and hate going around. Oh God, but we ask you, Holy Ghost, to intervene. In the name of Jesus, help our children. Help us to be at the right place at the right time. Father, it could be any one of us or any one of our children shopping in Walmart or in the store. God, cover us with your blood. Cover us with your blood, oh God. In the name of Jesus, even as we drive back and forth to work, cover us with your blood, even in our homes, against incident and accident. Keep us covered, oh God. We are dependent on you, oh God. Total let dependent on you. Cover our children with your blood, our grandchildren with your blood. In the name of Jesus. Oh Father, we need you. We need you. Cover our neighborhood with your blood of Jesus, oh God. Our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Our children's dwelling places with the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we cast out every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, do that or do it against our lives, against our destiny, in the name of Jesus. Who on the counsel of Almighty God shall stand in our lives? When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Oh, Father God, we thank you for healing. We thank you, oh God, for restoration. We thank you, oh God, for your faithfulness. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord, you've never left us and you will never leave us. Don't forsake us. And so, Father, we thank you, oh God. Every day is a day of thanksgiving, oh God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, oh God. Hallelujah. Ramasandaria koria masetaria ko. Yekoro masetaria koro masetaria koro masse. Koria kala masetaria koria masse. Hallelujah. Ramasandaria koro masetaria koria masse. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor, oh God. You are awesome, oh God. If I had thousands and thousands and thousands of tongues, it's not enough to say thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Almighty God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name, oh God. Your name, oh God, is worthy, oh God. I thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice, oh God. Oh God, I thank you for your goodness, oh God. I thank you for your grace, oh God. And I thank you for your mercy. Father God, plan that you have purpose for our lives. Let it come into fruition in the name of Jesus. Let your perfect will be done, oh God, in our lives. Father God, we thank you and we bless you. And oh God, we give you glory. Oh, we give you honor, oh God. I pray, oh God, for my sister-in-law who's lost her son, oh God. My ex-sister-in-law, oh God. Lord, I pray that even as they go through the memorial service, that you will be with the family in the name of Jesus. She's dead, the whole family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the life struggle live, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Everyone is here for a purpose. We thank you, Lord, for keeping him for 41 years. We thank you, Lord, that he fulfilled what you wanted him to fulfill. And we thank you, Lord, for the lessons learned, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. In the name of Jesus, comfort Yvette's heart. Comfort Yvette's heart. Comfort, oh God, Shabilia's heart. Rochelle, oh God, and every family member, oh God. His cousins, my children, oh God, comfort their hearts. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I cover the service of the blood of Jesus. Oh God, those that are going to that service with the blood of Jesus, the airways disciples with the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, and I bless your name. Father, we rejoice with you today. We rejoice with you every day of our lives. We say thank you. Today is the day, a great day to thank you. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We are alive. And we say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Let us look at the Lord is my shepherd for just a second and then I'll close. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Yesterday we talked about preparing a table. Hallelujah. The table is prepared, but you have the choice to make. And as I look at that scripture, I'm not going to go too much into it. I look at Naomi and I look at Ruth and Naomi. And when I look at Ruth and Naomi, I look at Ruth and Orpah, the two Moabites. Hallelujah, ladies, who Naomi's sons were married to. One decided to go back to her family and her God. And one decided, Ruth decided to go with Naomi. Even though that was a path, that's the path of righteousness. What am I saying? It's a path of righteousness because you remember in the story of Ruth, Ruth doesn't have anything. I mean, Naomi doesn't have anything. She's lost her. She's a widow. She's lost her husband. She lost her children. She has nothing. She's a grieving mother, grieving widow. And she heard that it would be bread in Bethlehem, Judah, Ruth. And she decided, and then Naomi said she was going back. And Ruth insisted to follow her, said, your people will be my people and your God, my God. And I don't have the time this morning, but she insisted, I'm just coming to one point. And Orpah said she was going to go back to her other gods. Naomi and Ruth was going to a table prepared for her. Ruth, now when you look at the story, look at the genealogy of Jesus, Ruth is that genealogy of Jesus. That's a prepared table. But you see, there was a choice. She made that choice to follow, to go after Jesus. We all have a choice. Sometimes things are bad in our lives, and it's difficult, and it's hard, that path that we have to go through, that valley of the shadow of death, the path of righteousness, and it's sometimes it's difficult, but even after the path of righteousness and things difficult, you don't turn around and say, I can't finish this course. You have to finish it. Jesus protected you through the valley, through the wilderness. He protected you when you went through all the world. Why would you wait until you reach the finish line to turn and not to go further? Why would you give up when you're right there to receive the promises of Almighty God? Through valleys, we all have to go through, but then you reach right to the front, and because you don't see nothing, then you do you think Ruth saw anything happening? No, this is a mother-in-law that do not have anything. This woman is a widow. She doesn't have money. She doesn't have anything. She's lost it all, her children. But sometimes we said, no, I'm not going that way because I don't see nothing good in there. So we always look at things from the physical part and not the spiritual part. That's why I pray this morning that the Lord will continue to open our eyes to see the spirits of things that we think is nothing, is full of the glory their life. But look at it from the perspective of God. Look what happened to Ruth in the end. Read the story. It's good to read the book of Ruth. Read chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter, read the whole book. A decision put her in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. A decision that Oprah turned around. We never heard again about Oprah. She went to her other God. She didn't finish because she's not going to finish what God has placed inside of us. But we get discouraged and say we can't go on. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. All we need to do is call on him, Lord, and ask for godly wisdom and discernment. God will tell you to go, but God, I don't believe it's God telling me to go. Yes, it's God. You need discernment. You need godly wisdom. We all need it. So we can receive the promises and the blessings of God. It's that easy. At the end of the road, hallelujah, that table is being prepared for you in the presence of your enemies. The Moabites, there is a cursed tribe. Because the Moabites come from Lot's two daughters that slept with their father. That's that genealogy. God wants to turn our stories around, even though we come from broken family and bad genealogies and all. But when we receive Christ, we carry the DNA of Christ. So when we follow him all the way, hallelujah, we receive the promises of God. We can't stop in the middle. We got to finish our course. Even though it's hard, it's difficult, but his strength will take us through. What am I saying to you this morning? I don't know what's going on in your life, but to give up on God. The table is being prepared. Yeah, you went through all that path of righteousness, different valleys, but the table is being prepared. When you turn around, just because you don't see that table in the physical realm, to turn around, go forward. The table is prepared by God himself. He thinks God is your chef. God is your event planner. He's your caterer. He's everything. He prepares the table. He makes the table. He makes the dishes. He makes the spoon. Everything. It's God himself. It's not the angels preparing it. It's not the holy angels. It's God himself. Just how you see Ruth was able to go to that table. Are you willing to go all the way to the table that God has prepared for you? Or will you stop? I can't make it. No, his strength. You cannot make it in your own strength, but you can make of God. Hallelujah. You can make it. When God said you can make it, you can make it. To depend on your strength, you will fail. I will fail if I depend on my strength. Even depend on your strength and wake up in the morning. You cannot depend on yourself. It's God. Who wakes us up? It's God. My brother, there's a table, but are you going to go to that table? Are you going to the table like Ruth went to that table? Are you going to the table? Then the Lord brought me to this, and he told me about the thieves. Hallelujah. Two thieves. Two thieves on the one on the right side, and one on the left. And look what happened. One thief started mocking Jesus, and the other one did not mock him. He went with Jesus. He made that decision. He realized. He saw the revelation of who Jesus was. Two thieves on the cross, but one made the decision to go to that prepared table, even though he was guilty, and the other one was scorning Jesus. But the other one's eyes were open. He knew that Jesus was innocent. He got the revelation. His heart was open to receive. Our hearts are not open to receive because of our heart, because of a or a human perspective. But this thief, his heart was open. His heart was open, and he knew that Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. So well, the table was prepared. But right at that moment, he made the right decision. The other one, boom, turn away. What is your decision? Are you going to follow Jesus all the way? Or you got to stop right there and turn away? Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you for this word this morning. It's all up to us whether we want to go to that table or not. It's up to us. You prepare a table. But will we have the courage to go to that table? Father Jesus, all the way my Savior leads me. Are we going to follow him? Or are we going to turn back like Ophantis? Are we going to turn away from him and mock him like the other thieves did? Or are we going to follow him? Are we going to be like, have the courage of Esther to follow? Oh God, or Deborah, oh God, a Huldah, oh God, or the disciples, oh God, to follow Jesus all the way. Father, we thank you for making us bold and courageous. You told us, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his strength. You told Joshua, be strong. Be courageous. Give us your strength, oh God, to follow you all the way. Give us your strength to finish the race that is set before us. Give us your strength to enjoy your promises right here on earth, like Ruth did, like Esther did. Oh God, I can go on and on. We just need your strength. We need to be bold and courageous. We need to look at things from your perspective. Thank you for godly wisdom. We give you all the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Enjoy your Thanksgiving day. Happy, happy Thanksgiving. Have a blessed, wonderful day covered with the blood of Jesus. We love you. God bless you.